Chapter 1. The Room That Never Changed. Arthur learned the shape of grief through repetition. Every morning he woke at the same hour, just before the light reached the window. He lay still until the quiet settled into his bones, until the absence beside him felt less like a wound and more like a fact. He rose, showered, made coffee strong enough to bite. The kettle sang, the mug warmed his hands. The ritual mattered. It gave the day edges. The kettle's whistle had become a marker Arthur relied on. 7 minutes from cold water to rolling boil, enough time to stare out the kitchen window at the courtyard below, without the staring feeling like a choice. Mrs. Rodriguez was usually there by then, tending her small plot of earth with the same patient attention she brought to everything. Arthur had learned her routine without meaning to. The way she tested soil with her fingertips, the particular angle at which she held her watering can, the satisfied nod she gave when a plant responded to her care. He'd spoken to her twice since Clara died, both times in the building's narrow hallway, both times brief exchanges about weather or broken mailboxes. She'd looked at him with a steady kindness that made him want to both confess everything and disappear entirely. He'd chosen disappearing. It felt safer. She never pushed, never knocked with casseroles in those early weeks like others had. She simply existed, tending her garden, humming softly, her presence a quiet reminder that life continued in small, patient gestures. Arthur found this more comforting than he could explain. Only then did he walk past the studio door. He never opened it. The door was white once. Clara had painted it a soft eggshell tone years ago, insisting that true white felt unfinished. The color had held, untouched by time or argument, and now it stood between him and the room like a held breath. He paused there every morning, just long enough to acknowledge it, and then moved on. The handle was brass, old-fashioned, loose in its socket. Clara had always meant to tighten it. "I like that it rattles," she'd said once, turning it back and forth to demonstrate. "It announces me. The room knows I'm coming." Arthur had rolled his eyes, affectionate, certain that rooms didn't know anything. Now, with his hand hovering near that same loose handle, he understood what she meant. The rattle would have been a declaration, an entry that accepted noise, motion, the possibility of change. His hand, suspended in air, made no sound at all. He'd tried once, in the third week after the funeral, to enter. He'd stood exactly where he stood now, hand on the handle, breath held. He'd even turned it slightly, felt the latch begin to give. Then panic had hit him like a physical force. Heart racing, vision tunneling, a certainty that crossing that threshold would break something in him that was barely holding together. He'd released the handle and walked away. He hadn't tried again. Until now. The apartment was otherwise quiet. Too quiet, some would have said. Arthur found the stillness tolerable. Necessary, even. Sound had weight now. Every unexpected noise, a car horn outside, a laugh from the street below, felt like an intrusion, a reminder that the world continued without consulting him. Food had become strange to Arthur. Not the mechanics of it. He could still cook, still follow the steps. But the purpose. Clara had loved to eat. She'd approached meals with the same enthusiasm she brought to painting. Openly, curiously, willing to be surprised. Arthur had cooked for her often, finding satisfaction in the way she'd close her eyes at the first bite, the small sound of approval she'd make without thinking. Now he ate standing up, directly from the pan, as if sitting at the table might acknowledge too much. Toast, eggs scrambled until they were dry. Soup from a can heated, but not quite hot enough. The food didn't matter. It was fuel, nothing more. Sometimes he forgot meals entirely and discovered himself dizzy at 3 in the afternoon, his body quietly staging a protest he'd learned to ignore.